Well, there you are. Welcome back to Cozy Womb Podcast. This is season 22. The focus is moms because we are the root.
A partner who really cares for her, the happier she's going to be.
Be every bit. No matter what you do, no matter what choices you make, it's on your mom. So I tell people, I see them bitch, they mom, like, no, her machine here.
What's going on with us women? We are mentally, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually exhausted.
You can get up and leave the house at 7 o'clock in the morning and then come back and, you know, 5, 6 o'clock and you're done. That's it. You shut off work the moment you walk out that door. You're doing the full-time, you know, home thing where the working, if you're a stay-at-home mom, your job's never done. So.
You seem to think the moms are just moms. But wait a minute. Let me let you in on who we really are. We're alarm clocks, we're bathroom attendants, we're hairdressers, we're personal stylists, we're cooks, we're nannies, we're housekeepers, and that's all before we get ourselves together in the morning. We're physicians, but we ain't got no PhD, but we can heal wounds. We're lawyers, we ain't got no degree either, but we can mediate between siblings who can't seem to get along. And sometimes adults who act like kids too. We are chefs who can pull together a meal with a scratch in the refrigerator, with counters who can make money stretch when you don't even know.
Can we normalize women enjoying motherhood?
The most unhappiest group of women who are mothers that I've ever seen are the ones who say they live their lives for their children. I have never seen a more unfulfilled, unhappy, and later on resentful person, especially if their kids did not grow up and return the favor.
Welcome back to Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Chantal. I am the creator and host of this show. It's a podcast about parenting. This season, I am focused on the moms. This episode, I want to talk about moms making time for themselves on a daily basis because that's important. You better learn how to get out of your own way. First and foremost, you do not have to control every second and every aspect of the day. But you do have a responsibility to show up for yourself. Because if you don't show up for yourself, if you are not in the best health, if you don't feel good about yourself, you cannot make anyone else around you feel good about themselves. It's going to be very phony. You cannot tell your kids to stick up for themselves if you don't stick up for yourself. You cannot tell your child if they're tired, they need to go relax if you don't relax. You cannot be on go all the time. You cannot be up early and down late all the time. Your body will leave you. Your body will stop working. Ask for help and learn to back off. Leave the house to enjoy yourself. Don't just have somebody come get the kids and you in the house cleaning up, because that's not a day for you. That's a day for everybody else. Okay? If you're still trying to make the time, use the 10-30-60 method. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. How moms can show up for themselves by using this method. Welcome to Cozy Womb Podcast. So let's talk about if you only have 10 minutes, okay? 10 minutes is not a lot of time, but it might be time enough to do these things, okay? If you only have 10 minutes, wake up 10 minutes earlier for yourself only. Sit in your car alone for 10 minutes. No music, no going through TikToks, no going through IG, just you and your thoughts. Shower for 10 minutes or longer if you can. Work out for 10 minutes. Make an alarm on your phone and just work out for 10 minutes. Do whatever you need to do. Squats, push-ups, sit-ups, lifting dumbbells, kettlebell squats. Carrying kettlebells for at least 2 minutes increments. That's going to help you. Okay. Facial steam for 10 minutes. Do a facial mask for 10 minutes. Have your morning tea and sit with your thoughts in the morning before you get those kids up and start doing for them for 10 minutes. But you have 10 minutes to give yourself. Do it. Now, for my people who have 30 minutes, to give themselves, for the moms who have 30 minutes, okay, 2:15s, let's go, okay? You can walk for 30 minutes on your street, up and down. You can read for 30 minutes. You can watch a show for 30 minutes or a YouTube video. You can work out with weights for 30 minutes. You can meditate for 30 minutes. You can write freely for 30 minutes, or you can nap for an extra 30 minutes, but give yourself those 30 minutes. Okay. Shout out to my moms who have made it to an hour to give themselves in the day. You could go to the gym for an hour. You can do a facial mask, your nails, a body scrub in that hour. You can read. You can do puzzles. You can eat without your kids asking you for stuff. You standing up over the stove and eating. You can sit at the table in that hour. There's so much that you can do in that hour. So stop saying you don't have time. It's not that you don't have time. You don't prioritize yourself in the time you have. And that's not right. That's not fair. That's not loving yourself. Loving yourself is not about saying that you love yourself. Loving yourself is about showing up. And while you're showing up for dad, while you're showing up for your kids, for your parents, for your siblings, for your nieces, for your nephews, for your job, for your coworkers, for your best friend, are you showing up for yourself? A lot of women are scared to have kids because they do not want to lose themselves or push 95% of their self-care away. And my reality is you don't have to. You do need to prioritize yourself, but you do not have to push that away. Married or single, motherhood is never, never, it's a never-ending sacrifice that we make. But you have to make time for yourself. Morning, afternoon, or night, you have to make time for yourself. When I wrote my first book, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. at night for months was a time that I completely dedicated to typing up that book, editing that book, rearranging that book, reading that book. And did I want to do other things? Yes. But I made a commitment to myself that this is the time of day that I was going to show up for myself. Even if I had to work, even if I didn't feel good, even if I had to run errands, even if I worked two jobs today, even if I had to help Anya do X, Y, and Z, put Anya to sleep, change her diaper, clean this, clean her car seat. It got done. 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., it got done. And constantly showing up for yourself at least 3 times a week will make all the difference. Watch your diet, plan meals out, make lists, have a plan, take time to do your hair, and get out the house. Use a personal day for you, not for your kids, not for your friends, not for your parents, not for your siblings. Use a personal day for you. If you have to sit home and not do nothing, do it. If you have to sleep in and only get up when that school bus is supposed to drop that kid off, do it. If you get to drop the kids off and go back home and just sit and cry and grieve and plan and get your life in order and get the house in order, and that's what's going to make you happy, do it. There's so many PTO days that I take where I'm not necessarily going anywhere. I don't necessarily have plans, but I like the fact that I don't have to worry about an alarm going off for my break. I don't have to worry about an alarm going off for my lunch. I don't have to worry about an alarm going off for me to clock in. I don't have to take a call with someone who's frustrated about their lives putting that energy on me. All I have to worry about is being home and being able to get a child off of school bus. But I have this blocked out time to only think about me. And it's so important that we remember that we exist in motherhood. It's so important that we are balanced emotionally, mentally, and physically, so we're not annoying to those kids' dads. So we're not annoying to our husbands. So we can have appreciation, gratitude where it needs to be. Because a lot of times we're not even mad at who we're with. We're not even mad at their dads. We're more frustrated in the fact that they are doing their best and their best is not cutting it because you're still doing too much. The dads are doing their best. They rearrange your schedule. They're doing what they can do. You need them to be at work. There's no possible way that they can show up for you anymore. You have to cut out some time that you're showing up for somebody else and make time for yourself. That is a self-responsibility. Okay? So find the time because you have the time. The time is there. You just have to prioritize an hour for yourself. Prioritize 30 minutes for yourself. Prioritize 10 minutes for yourself. And you have to disconnect. And you have to stop burying the fact that you're disappointed in yourself. Say it out loud. Write it down. But have a plan. Because last year, you said last year. The year before that, you said the year before that. The year before that, you said the year before that. And nothing has changed. You keep circling the drain. You don't have to live how you're living. You don't have to think how you're thinking. You don't have to be unhealthy. You don't have to be unfit. That is a daily decision to just not do anything different. And please do not look at me and be like, oh, you just have it all figured out, or your life works for you. I made my life work for me. If I was interviewing for a job and that job didn't give me the time that I needed for my kids and myself, I wasn't taking it. I don't care what they was paying me. I don't care what they was paying me. If that job was going to demand more time from me than I can show up for my kids and be the best mom that I could be, I wasn't taking it. If that friend wanted me to come out to that party or that trip and that would take so much from me to mentally be there, to financially be there, and I want to be able to financially make sure my kids were good while they were here, I wasn't going. There's no shoe that's more important than me paying a light bill, paying the gas bill, paying my rent. There's no restaurant that I need to go to that's more important than my kids having a fridge full of food. So yes, there are constant sacrifices that I made for my life to be what it is. I asked my job to give me the schedule that I have so I could show up for myself at the beginning of the day, every day. Those hours that I have after I drop the girls off at school, those are mine. And I use those hours to drive to a gym and work out for 2.5 hours, go home, shower, and clock in to work for 7.5 hours. And within those 7.5 hours, I'm helping kids with their homework. I'm mothering and I'm working, and there's no man in my house. So it could be done. You just got to do it. There are options out there for how your life and your household needs to function. Maybe you're not in the right city to do it. Maybe you're not in the right state to do it. A lot of people are scared to move away from the family that they always been around. But if that family that you always been around is not giving you an ease that you need in order to be a better mom, a better person, then what's the point? It's as if you're there by yourself anyway. I understand moms that need a village, but you can make a village where you go. But you do need to prepare to not be where you're at because it's not working. It hasn't been working. And you just don't wake up one day and you randomly got better. It's a constant work to get to better. Is it tiring? Yes. Is it annoying? Yes. Is it frustration that comes with it? Yes. But I show up for myself every day. Am I achy right now because I went to the gym and I did 6-something miles? Yes. But I feel good that I showed up for myself today. Do I want peanut butter M&Ms and fried chicken and pizza and Sour Patches while I watch TV? Yes. But is that going to help me be in the best shape and the best mindset that I can be for myself and the goals that I want? No. So do I have a fridge full of raw vegetables right now? Yes. Is it preventing me from eating bullshit? Yes. And am I going to thank myself later for it? Yes. But I'm setting an example for my kids on how, yes, you can mom, you can do this by yourself, not because you want to, just because this is how just life is for me. And you can still show up for yourself every day. You can still choose to make better choices. You can still pay these bills. You can still have a truck in the driveway. you can still have a house. But my kids don't really see all the ways that I'm sacrificing what I could be doing with my day. My kids don't constantly have to hear all the wants that I have that I can't get right now because I'm showing up for them and them making sure they don't need for nothing. But it's in my head.
Ooh, what y'all talking about? What y'all talking about? Put me in, put me in. Okay. Maybe next time. Yep. Y'all know I'm Drake, be Drake with everything culture. The podcast for all cultures, the podcast with a purpose. Our mission statement comes from the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., which is he believed that men hate each other because they fear each other. They fear each other because they don't know each other. They don't know each other because of segregation. And because of segregation, we have miscommunication. So we created this podcast and platform and the pillars of respect, communication, and consistency. So we can get to know each other, so we can love one another. And I'm going to respect y'all conversation. But whenever y'all find time, come holler at us too. We'll love to continue the conversation and spark new ideas and new visions and new perspectives. Y'all have a great one. Peace.
But I don't have to make my kids feel bad about it because I didn't prioritize myself in the day. Your kids need to see you show up for yourself. Your kids need to see you be better. Your kids need to see you create some boundaries. Your kids need to see you be consistent. Your kids need to see you eat better. Your kids need to see you happy and at peace. Your kids need to see what it looks like when you're not stressed out. Your kids need to see you get your hair done, wear nice clothes, be treated well by other people. Your kids need to see that. But you have to prioritize yourself. It's not just going to come to you. It's not going to knock at your door. So make an effort every day to show up for yourself. Prioritize yourself because you matter. Your kids want you around and they want you around for a long time, but you're not going to be able to be around for a long time if you keep carrying the stress level that you're carrying. If you keep managing life for everybody else and not yourself, you're not going to be around for a long time with them. And that's the reality that people don't want to hear, but a lot of moms need to hear it. So that's what I wanted to share with y'all today. My name is Shan. This is Cozy Womb Podcast. Been here since 2018, letting you know the real about motherhood and parenting and the ins and outs and my experience. It's not always enjoyable. It's not always great, but it's real. It's real. And I just want moms to know you need to show up for yourself. You cannot blame the dad on why you don't have the time. You cannot blame your parents on why you don't have the time. You cannot blame your siblings on why you don't have the time. Along the way, you took on more than you can handle, and you stopped telling people no when you needed to. And today might be time for you to start saying no. Tomorrow might be time for you to start saying no. Maybe it's time next week to have a family meeting about what you want to change, what you need to change. Don't wait for your doctor to be like, okay, you have high blood pressure. Don't wait for your doctor to be like, okay, you have this, or you are type 2 diabetic, or don't wait. You feel wrong in your body. And before that turns into an illness or a disease that you have to live with for the rest of your life, do better. Do better. And the one thing I don't want to do is be an inconvenience or ill to the point where my kids can't have the lives they're supposed to have because they have to take care of me, or they feel like they have to take care of me. I want to be my healthiest so they can be their full selves and live the lives they deserve to live. So I got to take care of myself while I take care of them. Which is why I'm not mad about this whole generation who's just like, I enjoy being kidless or childless. Please enjoy it, because it is a lot. It's a lot when they're babies. It's a lot when they're toddlers. It's a lot when they're elementary school. It's a lot when they're preteens. It's a lot when they're teenagers. It's a lot when they're in their 20s, making stupid mistakes because they have adult responsibilities or opportunity. It's exhausting. It's expensive. And then you, and in the meantime of you showing up for them, you got to constantly show up for yourself. It's a lot. It's a lot. But do your best and really try and stop saying that you are. Hi, Nikki. I love you. Hi, Nikki. I love you.